Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking about the YMCA and the many programs they offer. We'll get into that in just a bit, but specifically, one of the programs I do want to talk about is the Early Learning Readiness Program. And our guest today here from the YMCA of Austin, Miriam, welcome to Inside Austin and the Intercom Studios here in Westlake. I appreciate you coming and doing this thing in person.
Thank you for having us here.
I was scrolling through the website today in anticipation of our segment, and I was amazed at how many programs that Austin YMCA, the YMCA of Austin, offers, like after school care, basketball, sports for kids, I guess daycare. I kept scrolling and scrolling and it kept going on. I had no idea that the YMCA offers so many programs, not just for kids, but also for adults. Senior fitness, they'll teach you how to do CPR. They've got youth
dodgeball. Plethora of programs, yeah.
It goes on. And I had no idea. It's amazing. If you need to entertain kids, either, I guess, after school or during the summer, I think that's maybe one of the hardest parts of being a parent, and I don't know, I'm not, but in my head, the hardest thing is to keep your kids entertained and busy, especially during the summer, or maybe, you know, they get out of school early and you're still working until six or seven. But the YMCA apparently can help you entertain your kids.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you want to take a look at some of those programs, the website, austinymca.org, is the address. And again, here on Inside Austin today, we're talking to Miriam with the YMCA of Austin, and we're talking about the Early Learning Readiness Program. What is the Early Learning Readiness Program from the Y? What is it?
So it's a free community program. It's bilingual. We host it all throughout Austin. We have four different sites. And it's a program that focuses on preparing kids for school. So it's for children that are 2 to 4 years old and a caregiver that come to our class.
Okay, so let me back you up just a bit, because you said one of my favorite words is free.
Yes, free.
So it is free. Is that for everyone, or people have to qualify?
People do have to qualify, so that you can call in or check our website, and we'd be happy to share more about that. But if we can help you there, we'd love to connect you to other resources that are similar to ours.
And this is a pre-K program? Did you say the ages are 2 to 4?
Yeah, so if you have a child that's 2 to 4 that isn't in school yet, we invite you to come. So it's an adult that comes to class with the child, and we try to provide tools and resources and just even the environment for them to practice before they go into pre-K.
You mentioned that it's Spanish. Is it and or English? Is it both or one or the other? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's bilingual, so English and Spanish. So everything we do, songs, the center activities, everything's English and Spanish. Those are the two languages that we offer, but anyone's welcome. You don't necessarily have to be a Spanish speaker. It's just something that we do. We offer that to the families.
And did you mention that with the program, it's the child and a caregiver, like a parent or a grandmother or somebody comes with a kid? Is that how that works? The child comes and then it kind of learns with the parent together, or does the parent kind of hang off onto the side? How does that work?
Yeah, so they're actually participating with the kid. So we really believe that children learn through play, and we feel like caregivers, so mom, dad, grandmas, they're the ones that are teaching the kids. They're the ones that are at home providing opportunities, even when you don't realize it. And so we want to just provide an environment where they can come and do that in the classroom, where they can get support, get ideas. Sometimes you run out of ideas of what to do, how to teach kids color. So we try to provide those resources and tools, but they're there with them. They're down on the carpet. They're singing the songs. They're participating in the activity, so it's a lot of fun.
Is it safe for me to call it a pre-K program? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can call it a preschool or pre-K readiness program.
And again, it's the Early Learning Readiness Program. It's from the YMCA. You mentioned, I think, 4 different sites. Can you tell me where that happens?
Yes. So we have a site in North Austin at Guerrero Thompson. We have one in East Austin at Wynn Elementary, one in South Austin at Houston Elementary. And then in Manor, we have a campus, a program at Blake Manor Elementary. So we're trying to spread out, reach as many families as we can.
I'm impressed you didn't read that off a list. You just knew that right off.
Memory, yeah.
Yeah, good for you. All right, so the parents come. Is it the same parent all the time or same caregiver, or do they kind of rotate? Mom comes some days, dad comes other days, or does it matter? Does it?
Yeah, so we try to encourage the same caregiver if they're able to, but we do have families that will take turns coming depending on their work schedules. Sure. Or things like that. So, and if another caregiver is wanting to come with the, you know, mom, dad, they're welcome as well. It's, we know it's a whole family affair, right, to raise children. So
takes a village.
Yes, it takes a village.
And what time does it start? I'm just trying to get a picture in my head. What time is it, mornings or afternoons, and how long does it take? What is
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So we offer it in the mornings. Families that come will meet twice a week for 2 hours. So 9 to 11 is typically our class time. And so twice a week, so it could be a Monday, Wednesday schedule or Tuesday, Thursday. So it's 15 weeks long. We last like the whole semester. And then we'll have a graduation, an exciting celebration in May.
After the 15 weeks, do you then sign up for another one, or you've graduated, move on? Because it's two through 4 years old, right?
Yeah. So ideally, when you're done with our program, we try to connect you to other things in the community.
Okay.
Other programs, you're not able to do our program, but there's lots and lots of opportunities out there. So we really work on connecting families to more, or if they're age eligible, helping them enroll for pre-kindergarten.
And I guess it makes sense. It seems like to me there'd be a benefit to starting earlier rather than later, like start at 2 with you guys and then move on to another program that you can connect me with. But I guess really, even if you missed 2, any time is better than nothing, right? Start educating your children as soon as possible.
Yeah, we really focus on trying to prepare children, because nowadays there's so much that's expected of them when they start school.
By the time they get to school, they got to hit these benchmarks. Mm-hmm. And I don't have kids. I'm assuming.
Yes.
And you can help them get there. And again, sooner is probably better than later.
Yeah. So regardless of the age, we welcome you. So 2 to 4, sometimes kids might not even be able to enroll in school because their birthday is after September. So there's some situations like that.
But it doesn't have to be parents that bring the kids. It can be a lot of times grandmothers. Do they factor into this thing?
Yeah,
often?
Grandmothers.
Because that's probably who has the time, I'm thinking, kind of the extended family.
Yeah, those who are caring for the kids. So it's someone who's caring for the child at home is welcome to come to class.
2 days a week?
2 days a week, 2 hours, and we have it for 15 weeks.
And remind me how much it costs.
It is free. So free.
That is fantastic. If you want to find out more information about it, it's austinymca.org. And I found it by just typing into the little search box, Early Learning Readiness Program. And what does it look like? The kids, they come in the morning. What kind of activities do they do? I know it's a lot of play oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the best way to teach kids is to hide a lesson into a fun activity, mm-hmm. right? Even for an adult.
Yes.
Even at my advanced age, if you're going to teach me a lesson, hide it in some kind of fun activity. What does it look like? What just kind of a typical kind of morning at the program? What are the kids doing?
Yeah, so they come into class. They'll come find their apple on, like, their picture. Okay. It's on an apple. They'll move it to in class. They read for a few minutes. We really encourage reading with your children, so they do that. And then we start a fun circle time where we sing songs in English and Spanish. We talk about days of the week, the calendar. We talk about it's time to play and learn. So we do different things at circle time that has to do with the theme. So every week we do a different theme. We're first going to start off with colors and then shapes and then numbers, letters, and then we do dinosaurs, you name it. We do a lot of fun things. And like you said, we set up centers after that where they go and play with Play-Doh, and that's helping their fine motor skills, or they're doing an art project and they're talking about colors and recognizing them, or, you know, sorting things based on color. So everything that we do, the activities, are focused on developing a skill that's just so important for this age group. We hide the learning in the play, but it's all things that families can do at home and hopefully take home and keep practicing. So we want them to have an environment where they interact with other families, other children. And so they also practice transitions and following the directions and just learning kind of the schedule of a class. And so we do that. We have a healthy snack. We do some field trips during the semester.
Is there a nap involved somewhere?
No naps. Okay. It's only 2 hours, okay. But they do get a snack, and then we kind of close out with our closing circle. And again, we're singing songs. Children learn through repetition and songs and singing, having fun. So we try to do a lot in the 2 hours. And again, we just want to equip the families with more tools, more resources, and even time to practice and see what it looks like.
I think it's a fantastic idea because anybody can be a parent, but the kids don't come with a handbook.
Maybe no.
You don't know how to teach them. How do you teach them colors, numbers? I think it's fantastic to have some people, some professionals who are practiced and well-versed at it to give a hand. And I can only imagine that research has shown the earlier you start your kids on kind of any learning program, the better off they're going to be.
Yeah, the first few years of life, their development, the brain development is so key. And so all these things that families can do from an early age, from the time a baby's born, is only going to help them in their development.
And I love the idea that it's bilingual, because even if you're an English-speaking family only, you know, living in Texas and kind of everywhere, I think it's nice to have a little bit of Spanish, or I wish I had more Spanish. I have I have a little bit of Spanish, but, you know, only enough to find the bathroom and order a margarita.
Right. Yeah.
I think I just see the benefit, even if you're an English-speaking family, the benefit to exposing your children to a second language, especially Spanish in Texas, I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the price is right on this program.
Yep,
right?
Free
program. It's the Early Learning Readiness Program. It is free for families who qualify. It's funded by the city. How does that work?
Yeah, so we're grant funded through the City of Austin and some other partners that we have, so United Way. So we look for opportunities to be able to provide this program for free for families.
We're talking to Miriam. She is a Director of Community Programs here at the Austin YMCA. If you've got questions about kind of anything, is the website the best way to contact? Or if people are interested in this program or others, is there a phone number or go to the website? How can people find out?
Yeah, so you can actually call 512-322-9622 if you have any questions or want to sign up. But you can also visit the website, austinymca.org.
If I call that phone number, do the people answer in Spanish and English?
So whatever language you prefer. Yeah.
I figured that was the case. All right, before we run out of time, is there anything we failed to get into? Do you have any last-minute thoughts, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
Yeah, so we're enrolling right now, so through kind of the middle of February. So if anyone's interested, they should definitely call 512-322-9622. But yeah, we're excited to provide this opportunity for families, and we're just excited to be a partner with families that are helping their children learn.
And again, it's an early learning readiness program. It's free for families who qualify. It's not the only program offered by the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the website. I'm amazed at, you can learn CPR. Your kids can learn how to lifeguard. Whatever you're interested in, there seems to be something here. Boot camps.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much the YMCA is doing right here in Austin. The website, if you're curious, is austinymca.org. And again, the phone number, if you'd like to get questions answered about this early learning readiness program, it's 512-322-9622.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, Miriam, from the YMCA, we appreciate you coming, and thanks for joining us here in person on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.